Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto, bringing you the latest updates for February 22, 2026. Today, we focus on key developments shaping the crypto market, including sanctions evasion, Bitcoin's ongoing volatility, and notable ETF milestones. Bitcoin continues to navigate complex market dynamics, facing what has been described as a $1 trillion identity crisis. This stems from fading retail optimism and institutional ETF outflows totaling $3.8 billion over the past 5 weeks. The market also witnesses weak whale activity amid macroeconomic headwinds such as tariff changes and the yen carry trade unwind, evoking conditions similar to the 2022 bear market. These factors contribute to a challenging environment for Bitcoin, raising questions about its near-term trajectory. In the broader market, institutional investors have shown reduced appetite for XRP spot ETFs, with inflows declining by 95% over a three-week period, indicating a waning interest in this sector. Meanwhile, Bitcoin derivatives have seen open interest rise to $45 billion with call options dominating, yet the price remains within a tight trading range. On the policy front, significant attention is drawn to five crypto exchanges facilitating Russia's evasion of sanctions following the sanctioning of Garantex. Notably, one exchange has processed at least $11 billion, operating from the same office previously used by Garantex. Regulatory bodies are also active globally, with France imposing strict regulations on the sale of a majority stake in its state energy cloud to a U.S. Bitcoin miner. Separately, the Financial Action Task Force urges stronger countermeasures against crypto misuse, emphasizing risks linked to stablecoins and offshore providers. Turning to ETFs, ProShares has launched a stablecoin-ready ETF that recorded an impressive $17 billion in trading volume on its debut. The SEC's 2% haircut guideline backing this ETF could play a significant role in enhancing stablecoin adoption, marking an important milestone in regulated crypto investment products. Security remains a concern as IOTEX reported a private key exploit initially feared to be an $8 million loss, later adjusted to around $2 million as the team works with exchanges and law enforcement to recover funds. Additionally, a federal investigation uncovered nearly $100 million in crypto laundering involving 81 bank accounts and offshore transfers, underscoring persistent risks within the ecosystem. Looking ahead, market participants should closely watch Bitcoin's price action alongside institutional ETF flows amid ongoing macroeconomic shocks and regulatory shifts. The interplay of these factors will likely influence the crypto landscape in the near term. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.